at some point it drives you nuts and they commit suicide. Putin right now is subject to a human cluster. Everybody in the world thinks that he is an animal, a disease-carrying rat, formerly known as a human being. And he's sitting there isolated, with no companionship, his only solace is sadism and seeing people cry. The fear is that if you're subject to a human flesh search, all of his athletes thrown out of the Olympics and out of the World Cup, conductors fired from terrible economic sanctions against him, does he commit suicide by cop? Does he launch knowing that we will destroy Russia, it will be a parking lot, he will be gone, but he'll go down in history? Because that is a possibility. I don't know how realistic it is at this point. I do not know. For instance, if Russia has the equivalent of checks and balances on launching nuclear weapons. In this country, the president can't just say, we're going to launch nuclear weapons. There has to be an immediate communication with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his national security people. And if they think he's nuts, it ain't going to happen. Is there something like that in Russia? I don't know. There certainly isn't formally. But will the general staff understand what I'm talking about? Back in 1974, James Schlesinger, Secretary of Defense to Nixon, put out a secret memo to the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that if Nixon orders the launching nuclear weapons, don't do it unless you get my explicit permission. Because Nixon was going nuts. He was about to be thrown out of office. He was walking around the White House at night crying, kneeling down in front of pictures of other presidents in the White House, Andrew Jackson, George Washington, and begging for advice. What James Schlesinger did, Secretary of Defense, said no basis in the Constitution, and was exactly the right thing to do. Is there something like that in Russia? I don't know. That is what I say. It is time that Putin was taken out. Putin was taken out. There are many ways to do it. The CIA knows who the informants are. His bodyguards aren't getting the kind of money he is. If one of them got $10 million, what would he do? Cescu, the strong man in Romania, 1988, dragged out in the street by the mob, he and his wife, and killed. When you are a monster, when you are a Hitler, you don't retire after you genocide people. You get murdered or you die in office. You can't simply retire. He knows, Putin knows, that he's riding the back of a tiger. He can't dismount or the tiger will eat him. He's got to be eliminated, in my view. And historically, that is what happens to these kinds of people. There may be bit players who think they're going to profit from this. We had a call in yesterday about Iran. The Iran nuclear talks, the United States is involved with it, but also China and Russia. So how does Russia get involved when we view them as disease-carrying rats, not human? Putin, at least. I'm not talking about the people. The people of Russia are fine. Here's a message to Iran, and there's an old saying. It's a great saying. It's a Korean saying. It comes from Korea. And it goes like this, quote, when whales fight, shrimp get eaten. When whales fight, shrimp get eaten. If there were a war in Europe about the kind we're talking about, Iran would be eaten. I think it's time, quite frankly, the Iranians will say, well, we're going to take advantage of this. And, you know, stop the sanctions against us, and we will not turn in or enrich uranium, which they've already enriched, into a nuclear weapon. That's not good enough. They've got to let the inspectors in, and they've got to remove enriched uranium to the level that can make a nuclear weapon. They are fraudulent. They lie. Their object is jihad. And a nuclear weapon is the ultimate weapon of jihad. I'll tell you what, Russian stocks are now untradeable. There are more stock exchanges around the world that have suspended them or delisted them. Certainly our stock exchanges, the European stock exchanges. Ruble well under 1 cent a dollar. Well under 1 cent a dollar. There is a very disturbing interview and a disturbing map that was shown on TV in Belarus, featuring their strongman, Alexander Lukashenko, a 400-pound barrel of manure, a vicious, murderous individual. And he accidentally put on television a map of Putin's invasion plans for Ukraine, and next, Moldova. The idiot puts it up there right in front of everybody and says, Putin gave us this. It shows Ukraine divided into four sections run by four strongmen. And then it shows Russia going into neighboring Moldova. Lukashenko has launched missiles from Belarus into Ukraine. Lukashenko orchestrated a fake referendum where only certain people could vote, and he counted the votes, that said that he's in for life, that Russian troops can come into Belarus and bring nuclear weapons into Belarus. Belarus has a big border with Poland. Poland's in NATO. Russia can put nuclear weapons on the border of Poland and Belarus now, as if the Russians put weapons on the border of Mexico and the United States. Moldova is a landlocked country, peaceful country, right between Ukraine and Romania. Putin intends to take Moldova after Ukraine. He will put a Lukashenko-type hypocrite, pro-Putin, in as the caretaker in Ukraine, take Moldova, and then he will put nuclear weapons in the western part of Moldova, right on the Romanian border. Romania is in NATO. His object is to put nuclear weapons on the borders between of NATO states. In other words, between Moldova and Romania, between Belarus, the border between Belarus and Poland. Estonia has a border with Russia. He can put it in his own territory right on Estonia. And he will have nuclear weapons right next to NATO states, 10 miles, 5 miles, 1 mile from NATO countries, from Moldova all the way up to Poland and Estonia. That is his objective. Then his next objective.